We are getting an update on the state of the Tuolumne County economy on this weekend's Motherlode Views with Cole Prisabella. He is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, during the first segment, you gave us kind of an overview of how things were going and some of the programs. You know, I want to ask you next about broadband, because that's something that prior to the pandemic you were talking about, I know, quite a bit. And, you know, as we sit here today, where do things stand when it comes to the potential of increasing broadband?
It's looking, I hate to say it again, but very optimistic. There's a lot of federal and state dollars very interested in getting broadband deployment into rural regions in California. And not to mention that we also are making progress on the roadmap that we received a grant through the Economic Development Administration, which is a federal department, to do a broadband roadmap. And so I'd be happy to expand on some of those issues.
That'd be great.
So let's cover the roadmap first. So like I said, we got $500,000 from the Economic Development Administration on behalf of the five counties in the Central Sierra. So again, that's Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Mariposa. And County of Tuolumne is the lead agency on this county roadmap. And it is what we're essentially calling the roadmap to plan for infrastructure and deployment. Because really, when you want to get state or federal dollars invested into some sort of construction program, you need a nexus. You need that proof that there's a need. And right now, as a Tuolumne County citizen, and probably you listening, we know there's a broadband connectivity issue. We lived through it with coronavirus recently. I even got phone calls from a mother who couldn't get her children connected for remote learning. I've talked to lots of business owners who, during the California Relief Grant or some of the Paycheck Protection Program grants, they could not connect to the internet to send in the application. So we know it's a problem in Tuolumne County, but unfortunately, we need it on paper, because when you go to the federal government and say, okay, here's this construction project, they're going to ask you not only for cost estimates, but they're going to ask you for what does the community say? They want to know the nexus again. And we have, this is that way to build toward that. So we got a consultant on board last month. That will be NeoConnect, and she and their business are going to start doing some of that outreach to the community in the next few months. We have a timeline of 6 months. And in addition to that, we're also going to secure a contract with a group called California Forward, the Young Leader Advisory Council, to do really outreach to the community members that don't have access to internet, right? So how do you ask a community of seniors and youth about internet if you've necessarily never used the internet? And that is a strong pocket of our community, especially in the senior population. So they'll be on a smaller capacity to just do very poignant outreach to those community members. And so they have a similar timeline of 6 months. So we should be poised and ready for not only the state's middle mile investment of $6 billion, but what the federal government is looking towards, which is, it seems like they put $3 trillion, right, towards infrastructure. But we'll see how much of that actually goes to broadband. And we'll use this document to really hammer and get some of those dollars. Yeah.
You know, to expand broadband, does it take public-private partnerships to actually carry it out?
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen that. And that's actually where I think this roadmap is going to be really an assistance. So for an example, we have a local internet service provider who's been trying to go through the process of getting us more connectivity through state grant dollars, but it's taken 4 to 5 years between the CEQA documents, the NEPA documents, the county permitting process. And it's no fault of anyone's, but it's just that's how long it takes. So I think this roadmap is all about outlining some of those processes as well, so that that internet service provider doesn't have to go searching at the state, local, federal level for all those answers. They have one spot. Here it is. This is the permit processes you need to go through. So we're trying to make it easier. And then let's go to that state $6 billion, because that's been talked about a lot. And I just want to say, I've been trying to stay incredibly active in this conversation, because I want to make sure that Tuolumne County gets its fair share of state infrastructure dollars. And not only that, but we're some of the first in line. And so I've been to the CPUC's public comment. I've gone to the Middle Mile Advisory Committee meetings to hear what they're talking about. And it's kind of fun because there's a lot of agencies involved, but there's like three main players, and that's the Department of Technology, Caltrans, and this new thing that's called a third-party administrator, which they call Scenic, who does a lot of educational networks. And you kind of have to find the right pressure points. And so recently, Caltrans put out a partnership opportunity map. And while using that, cross-referencing all the other maps that's been released, I found a project that's on Highway 108 between Long Barn and Strawberry, which could vastly use connectivity, not just for the residents that do live up there, but also as a safety standpoint. And so right now I'm advocating and giving all those details to all three of those agencies, and there's still not necessarily a process yet of how to get those funded. So it's really fun to push and advocate for it, because it very well might be towards the front because I'm pushing and putting it in front of them and saying this project's already completed, or all its documents to start is completed. It started in August, so it's just a brand new project. Let's add it now. And so I think we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's great. You know, when you're advocating for broadband for Tuolumne County, is it a case of Tuolumne County kind of going it alone, or do you kind of coordinate with the regional counties as well?
It's a mix of both. So obviously, I am the County of Tuolumne Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. So always and first, I am advocating on behalf of Tuolumne County. And that's why I'm advocating for this Highway 108 project, because they're already working on it. But I also do kind of start to understand the game of federal and state dollars, right? And part of that is it's a lot of work to give dollars from the viewpoint of the federal and the state government, because there needs to be an audit, because they're going to also be beholden to all of us as community members. So if I can offer them a larger pocket of communities that are impacted, then they're going to be able to offer us a larger pocket of money. And so that's where this idea of a Central Sierra roadmap really is a benefit, not just for the County of Tuolumne, but for the Central Sierra, because I offered them a large swath of area, a large amount of community members, and we got a larger amount of money. If we had asked for $500,000 just for a County of Tuolumne broadband roadmap, we would not have gotten it. So yes, community and larger regional scale projects are vital to be able to get larger amount of money. But again, I am always the advocate for County of Tuolumne.
You know, turning the conversation to natural resources, Tuolumne County is abundant with natural resources. Is that something you're looking at too, to try to improve that economy?
Yes, and now I'm going to get too excited. And so I'm going to try to take a deep breath and slow down, because this has been a fun project of mine, because it started with a conversation back to the three pillars of economic development, where about a year and a half ago, as I was ramping up doing the business outreach, I called a natural resources manufacturing business in the County of Tuolumne, and naive me just getting into this world of economic development, I said, all right, I'm here, I'm going to help you expand, right? And the business owner just laughed at me. And he said, okay, you offer me consistent, reliable supply of woody feedstock? Sure, I'll expand. But until then, this is a struggle just to stay above the red line. And so him not knowing me, I actually went for it, right? Sure. And so the holy grail to a natural resources business is what we call a long-term feedstock contract. So essentially, some sort of business or organization partners with that natural resources manufacturer and says, for X amount of years, we'll deliver X amount of wood. And again, as a Tuolumne County citizen, you look out your window, there's a lot of what we call woody feedstock, the stuff that's the bushes, the smaller trees, the things that are actually really catching fire in some of our federal forest fires. And to me, it was a no-brainer. Where's the disconnect? Why is there all this biomass in my backyard, in your backyard, But somehow this business owner says he does not have enough biomass. And so that's the solve that I'm coming up with soon here. And it's really exciting. So essentially we're doing forest resiliency to biomass to business. And what's going to occur is that we're going to get, again, going back to regionalism, a $500,000 grant from the state of California through the Office of Planning and Research to essentially lay the foundational work for an organization that can offer long-term feedstock contracts. And that organization potentially will comprise of five counties, again, the Alpine, Amador, Calvert, Suwamish, Mariposa. And we will be able to offer, hopefully, once we kind of understand with some expert opinions this organizational study, long-term feedstock contracts to local business owners, which will allow them to actually plan 5, 10, 20 years out. And this is important because if they can plan, then they can make capital investments, which means they can then expand their business and hire more of our local workforce to actually have livable jobs in Tuolumne County.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Cole Prisabella. He is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment, getting an update on the local economy, coming up in just a minute.